Hello, and welcome to the Geeky Preacher Podcast, where faith and geek culture collide. I'm John, your resident geeky preacher. So without further ado, let's get into today's show. Now, could y'all please sit tight for 30 seconds for a word from our sponsors.
Hello, everyone. I haven't been on here very much in the last little bit, and I do want to apologize for that. But I wanted to take a little bit of time today and go over a message that has been on my heart for the last little bit. And because I'm the geeky preacher, I like to bring it back to something from nerd or geek culture. And today I chose The Last Airbender, one of my favorite shows growing up. And I was watching that with my kids the other day, and we were in an episode in season two that really stood out to me and, you know, brought some verses back to my mind. So I was going to share with you guys today. Diving right into it. The episode in reference is when the Avatar Aang meets up with a guru to learn how to control his avatar state. And for those of you that have watched the show, then y'all know what I'm talking about. For those of you that haven't, I will try to explain. So Aang has an ability called the Avatar State, in which case his powers are doubled, tripled, whatever. He can do much more than if he was working in and of himself. Now, I know in the show they call it aligning the chakras, and some of you are going to throw off on the whole Eastern religion implications of that, and I completely understand. But learning to listen to things outside of our faith, even if it's on a show, movie, what have you, sometimes that can help you grow as well. You can find the truth hidden in the media. So with that, Aang was learning to control himself. In order to do that, he had to align all of these, you know, soul, mind, body, all that good stuff. He had to align all of those. And it got me thinking about a verse in Matthew 22 that I want to go over with you guys. So let me find it. It is when Jesus was confronted by the Pharisees, and they asked him what the most important commandment was. Now, you know, he could have answered any of them. The law was ridiculous. It encompasses the first five books, as well as the Tanakh and a few other hundred hedge laws. And instead, he went with something rather simple. It says, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Now, with that, I did a little bit of deep dive into that a while back, and we were watching that with my kids, and it kind of stuck out, and then the deep dive kind of came back. Because while Aang was trying to align himself to go into his full state, these three things are, you have to be walking in the fullness of each of these together to become a full-fledged, functioning Christian. So, what I mean is, you have to love God with your heart, your soul, or your emotions, and your mind. So, going into the Greek text for each of those, heart, the Greek word is cardia, your physical being, you know, all of your physicality, all of your emotions that have to do with that. So, I mean, if you don't, that is attending church, that is going on, that is doing missions, that is actively working your faith. That is going out and sharing, going out and doing. That is the aspect of your faith. The second was all of your soul. Here it is called psuche, which that is your emotions. Like, there's a difference between the psuche and the zoe and a few of the other different words for spirit, soul, etc., etc. Here it used psuche, which is your emotions, your, you know, emotional cognitive self. He is saying that we are to love God with our emotions as well. We aren't just supposed to go pay lip service and leave. We're to engage with him. He wants us on an emotional level, not just on a physical level, which some people have no problem with that. Some people have a hard time participating emotionally. You know, they're like, oh, I don't want to, you know, get emotional, like, get emotional in church. I don't want to see people. I don't want people to see me crying. I know I'm an emotional worshiper. Whenever I'm really into it, I will shed some tears, and I'm not ashamed to admit that. So he wants us, the first two are heart and soul. So he wants us physically, and emotionally. And the last is all of your mind. And that is the word dianoia, which means your understanding, your intelligence, your intellect. So that is not only studying scripture, but studying theology, studying, you know, why people believe what we believe. And whenever we do that, we are engaging God on an intellectual level. We are meditating on his word. We are meditating on aspects of our faith that can help us understand better and grow more. Because God doesn't want us to be ignorant. He wants us to trust him like children, but he wants us to grow and mature and work in our minds as well as in our bodies and in our souls. So how does this tie back into Avatar? Well, as Aang was aligning his chakra, his forms, or whatever you want to call it, to make yourself feel better, whenever he was able to align all of those, he was able to control his Avatar state, which was where he was the most functional, had the most control over his abilities. Now, as Christians, whenever we are engaging with our heart, our soul, and our mind, whenever we are engaging physically by going and doing, whenever we're engaging with our emotions by feeling and, you know, reaching out, and when we are engaging with our minds, learning and growing there, then that is when we are at our best for God. That is when we are at our best and able to, you know, be the best functioning version of our faith working within us. And you have to have all three. You cannot just, you know, go with your emotions and with your body, for example. You cannot just attend church and get into the spirit and get into the movements, but neglect to enrich your mind. Because when you neglect to enrich your mind, then you'll be swayed by any version of doctrine, any version of, or people can, you know, persuade you with any version of the truth and call it whatever, and you won't have any ground to stand on. Whereas you can also participate with just your body and your mind and neglect your emotions. And you see the evidence of that in a lot of churches where you have a very intelligent preacher, you have a very intelligent congregation, but they have no heart. You know, they don't care. They're unfeeling. You don't feel welcome. You don't feel loved. And you can't have that in the body of Christ. And also, you can have someone, a congregation or a person in general or whoever, that is very engaged emotionally and very aware intellectually, but they don't participate. They don't, you know, give their physical being. They don't attend services. They don't reach out to the community. Then what good does that faith do? You know, James. Faith without works is dead. What good is faith that doesn't reach out to its community? So you have to have all three working for you at any given time to be a fully functioning Christian. And whenever we can walk in the fullness of that, we're going to see, you know, that's where revival comes. That's where reaching the world goes. That's how people see Christ reflected in us. Because when we are loving God with all of ourselves, he is most reflected back into the world around us. And that is, I think, the desire of most Christians, I would assume. It's my desire anyway. I don't know how y'all feel about this. Let me know in the comments. But my thing is, I want to see, you know, people to see Christ in me, and I want to see Christ reflected into this world and not just a poor imitation of him. And that's what people get whenever we neglect to use all three of these. If we are not loving him with our minds, with our hearts, and with our souls, emotionally, physically, and mentally, then he is not as represented as he should be. So that's why it's important for us to do that. All right, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I know this wasn't a very long talk, but I'm hoping that, you know, this can lead into more. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to hit me up on any of the social apps, and thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode of the Geeky Preacher Podcast. I thoroughly appreciate and love each and every one of you. If you have any questions or comments about today's episode, please feel free to shoot me a message on the Facebook page or on your favorite podcasting app. And please write and review us so other listeners can potentially find this podcast. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you and keep you, keep his face shining upon you, and be gracious towards you. I pray that you have a great day, you are blessed, and you understand that you are fully loved by Jesus Christ and our Father God. Thanks, peace, and love, y'all.